West to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The devastating wildfire on the Hawaiian island of Maui has claimed at least 53 lives as officials raise the death toll from the fast-moving fire that reduced much of historic Lahaina to its foundations. ABC's Jeremy Lee spoke to a man whose art gallery was supposed to be opening.
So many lives and livelihoods shattered.
It's over. It's gone. It's completely gone. It's a war zone.
Lahaina was a mecca for artists and art lovers. Front Street, home to about 24 art galleries.
Officials say the death toll may continue to rise. Federal prosecutors asking a Washington, D.C. court to schedule a January 2nd trial date for former President Trump as he faces conspiracy charges stemming from efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court stepping in to block a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from liability. The Justice Department had asked the court to put the brakes on the agreement. This is ABC News. After months of secret negotiations, five of the last known American prisoners held in Iran have been freed after years of incarceration.
Three of the Americans, Siamak Namazi, held since 2015, Murad Tabaz, and Imad Sargi, are accused of espionage, which they vehemently deny. The fourth and fifth Americans want to remain anonymous. All five now under house arrest in Iran until the terms of the agreement between Iran and the U.S. are finalized. That deal calls for the release of $6 billion in oil revenue from South Korea that had been tied up by U.S. sanctions. U.S. officials saying the money must be used for humanitarian reasons.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. U.S. safety regulators have sent a team to Virginia in order to investigate a deadly crash involving a Tesla suspected of running on a partially automated system. Authorities say the Tesla ran beneath a heavy truck, killing the Tesla driver. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Instead of giving out the talk of text line, just start giving up Robin Voss's number all the time. I saw it go. 844-96 party. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What, oh what, do young conservative voters want? 844-967-2789, and I am fully aware that we may not be able to answer this. That today, considering I don't know how many young conservatives listen to this show.
That's a good point.
And if they do, they may not be listening right now because they're at work. But it is a question that Republicans themselves are trying to figure out and answer, not only just in Wisconsin, but I think nationwide. And I bring this up today because there was a profile in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Tyler Katzenberger, who is Gen Z. He is an intern with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this year. He was a political intern with Cap Times last year. I got to meet him last year. He's wonderful. But he did a kind of a, it's a little bit of a profile on Brian Schimming and the Wisconsin, the chairman of the Wisconsin GOP. And a little bit, he interviews some young Republicans and just kind of points out the discrepancy that is happening with Republicans' attempt to have the same success with young people that Democrats have had, both in the last midterms and in Wisconsin in the Supreme Court race in April. And, you know, I want to try to talk about this topic genuinely, but I honestly don't know, it's funny because I feel like while many people listening right now might consider me young at 37, which I am, I'm also not 21, and I don't know a lot of 21-year-olds,
which kind of surprises me.
Why does that
just because you know such a wide range of people? You really do.
I think of my friends, it bottoms out at like maybe late 20s.
Yeah.
When you're 37 and you try to talk to a 21-year-old, you may feel young. And then you talk to someone who's like that young and you're like, oh man, I'm old.
I'm old, yeah, right. Priority's a little bit different.
And so it's interesting. And it's funny because, you know, this is politics, but it's also what advertisers are constantly trying to figure out.
Oh,
too,
it's all
right?
about demographics,
right?
For
and
sure.
just what does Gen Z want? What do they respond to? And at least with politics, there's some polling that can be done versus the nebulousness. Is that a word?
Nebulous is a word.
Nebulousness as a noun.
We'll look it up.
Nebulous, because nebulous is an adjective.
Yes.
the noun of whatever nebulous is. Of, you know, what do Gen Z respond to? One thing they certainly responded to was the Grimace milkshake thing that an advertising came up. Did you not hear about this?
No.
So it was a trend that was going on social media when Grimace from McDonald's, I think it was his birthday or something, and so McDonald's introduced a purple milkshake. And it started taking over TikTok of doing this like Grimace challenge where basically you'd order a milkshake and then people were coming up with these extravagant, like paranormal ways that they died from drinking the milkshake. And it was just like elaborate videos that people were making. And there was thousands of them. And lo and behold, that wasn't just like an organic thing that started. An advertising company helped, worked with McDonald's and planted that.
Very smart.
And that's like one of the few advertising campaigns I've, like, because like Gen Z is just weird. Like they like weird things. They're super smart. They're super, like, there's like a bunch of existential things that they like. They're very like anti things that are cringe to them. And for some reason that took hold. But in general, advertising has fallen very flat for that generation. And I think similarly, it's interesting to think about what is the generational gap that's happening more distinctly with Republicans than Democrats when it comes to reaching like 18 to 25 year olds. And so I would love to hear from you, especially if you have young people in your life, like what are the things that they care about? 844-967-2789. And because I read this Journal Sentinel article, and while they don't really point to any polling of young people, they kind of just take a couple anecdotes of Republican leaders, like young leaders at Madison or Milwaukee. And like the two they kind of come up with are crime and inflation.
Inflation.
Because the thing is, being a broke college student, like that makes sense to me to a certain extent of like things are expensive. Crime feels less on the money. And this all kind of like this article and some of the answers that were given kind of just reminded me of like top down, like stretching the argument. Like these are the issues as Republicans we want to focus on. So we're like finding the young people who also agree with that.
Yeah.
Versus actually listening to young people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And because of course you're always going to find someone or a handful of someones who are like, yeah, that's a big deal. But it reminded me of last August during the gubernatorial primary debate with Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels and Tim. Who's the other Tim? Tim Time.
Yeah.
And Rebecca Clayfish stood on that stage who has two young daughters and was like, I really think young people care about income taxes. And I was like, I don't think so. I think they're more excited about following the fun city or the fun job than how much they're paying. Like, that's how they're choosing where they're going to live. I think you're just wish casting a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
So I would love to hear from you if you have an idea, if you've talked to young people. What is the gap? What is the gap between younger and older Republican voters? Because there are young conservatives.
Certainly.
Turning Points USA claims that they have like 1,300 chapters across high schools and colleges. And there are young Republicans. And so they're not motivating them to vote. And reading this article is like, I still don't think you get it. Even though you say it's important to you, like it doesn't feel like you're listening. But I could be totally wrong. 844-967-2789.
Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Well, my son just graduated this spring from UW-Eau Claire. And while he tends to be progressive, a bit less than I, more towards his mother's side. But in any case, he had a girlfriend who was from a very, very conservative family up in the farming country around the UW. And one of the things that I heard on occasion was that she was concerned about the cost of education.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to school at Eau Claire, too, and it cost, you know, $10,000 a year for schooling at a public university. Excuse me, that's like $40,000 or $50,000 that you have to pay before you even can look for a job. Another thing that I know that she was concerned about, being from a farming area, is the environment.
Yeah.
And she does know about, you know, global warming, and you know, was quite concerned about that. But Republicans are going to have a heck of a time recruiting significant numbers of young voters if they do things like, for instance, cut funding to education, keep people who are obviously anti-environment on the DNR board, like this guy Prem was for two additional years. They're going to have trouble recruiting young people if they throw barriers to voting, like, mm-hmm. for instance, not being able to use a student ID or moving voting precincts away from campuses. I mean, this is a problem, and this has been one of their big thrusts. I can't remember who stated it, but one of the upper-level Republicans in Wisconsin stated something like, we've got to do something to keep these college students from voting. It's a terrible thing. They can get out of bed on a Tuesday morning, vote, turn around, and go back to bed.
That was Cleta Mitchell.
Yeah, we don't want to make it easy for those kids, Jack.
Thanks so much for the call, Jack. And it's interesting, the anecdote that he just gave of his son's girlfriend, because I was in the attempt to try to talk about this in a genuine way this morning and not just, like, make fun of it. I was trying to Google and find what I could find about this topic. And it's interesting, in some of the articles, I think there was a couple from NPR, there was a couple from Pew Research, that, like, that he actually hit the nail on the head. It is the economy, because it's struggling. Like, more and more Gen Z and millennials are struggling to keep their head above water.
Yep.
So it's affordable housing, both rent and am I ever going to be able to buy a house? It's the cost of, it's the fact that there is no accountability to the universities just to continue to get more and more expensive. And it also is the environment. Even young conservatives are seeing the writing on the wall.
Yes.
And that there is not that same, there's a generational gap between, at least what I'm reading. Again, this is, I can't speak, because that is not my community, but at least what I read this morning is exactly that there is a lot of young conservatives, including people who spoke on panels at CPAC.
Oh, wow.
Talking about the environment, which obviously was very different than what was happening on the main stage.
Oh, sure.
And some of the other stuff there was a Vanity Fair article saying the conservative youth movement is still going strong, except at the polls. And one of the things that they also mentioned in that one is, there's a huge generational divide between young and old conservatives in religion and how religious they are. And so the fact that there is such a doubling down on, you know, Christian nationalism, while there are, I think, more than a third of Generation Z currently in their late teens and early 20s in America identify as religiously unaffiliated. And some of those are obviously young conservatives. And so we're going to keep this going after the break. But if you have thoughts on what do young conservatives want, especially young conservative voters, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. The kids are all right.
The kids are all right.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast, mainly cloudy, overnight with a low of 61. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 77. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 79. 76. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering about Trump himself, you know, why he has this great success. And I think the answer is that he drowns everybody else out. I remember the 16 campaign. We were kept waiting for some message from Hillary, and she just got drowned out all the time. The advertising technique of it doesn't matter whether they love or hate the commercial, just remember the product. Is kind of Trump's secret. He just keeps going off the edge so that he gets noticed, and he just drums. He swallows up all the oxygen in the room, and that's what scares me. These indictments have given him a chance to try that strategy again, which was nowhere to be seen for mainly about a year or so. And now he's coming back strong because he's able to take the oxygen out of the room by creating little discrepancies here and there and attacking everybody and so forth. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's a very profound insight, and I agree with it. And frankly, whenever I get ready for one of these shows, I kind of debate with myself, what if I just didn't mention him the whole time? Now, this is just one radio show, and that's not consequential, but what if I simply talk more about everything that Biden has done that has been successful, and what's been successful in standing up to the Ruskies and helping Ukraine, and successful in hemming in China and building a mini NATO in the Pacific with Japan and Australia, South Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, and so forth. And, you know, there's an old adage in the news, if it bleeds, it leads. And good news, people yawn. Bad news, they like to see a car wreck. There's a little bit of that. With this guy, my feeling is this. It would be irresponsible of me anyway, when he's doing stuff like this, not to let you know. Now, a lot of people who are listening to this saw it anyway on television. I get it. But sometimes there is some breaking stuff, and we explain the historical background of it, which I think is useful. But you're right. No, you're absolutely right. The guy is shameless. And I'm going to go now except I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to go to what he's doing to Fannie Willis in Atlanta. Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for taking my call, and great show as usual. And I just wanted to say something. I think it's very, very important that we discuss what Donald Trump is doing. But it's not just Donald Trump. It is the mega Republicans who are helping him with all of his criminal activity. That is significant. It is Fox News and those other stations who are not giving people the truth. People have to be aware of the dangers that are impacting our country today and every day that that man is loose in our country and allowed to spread lies and rumors. And, Matt, I couldn't believe it, but I've seen, unfortunately, an insane clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene going into her podcast with this really threatening music. She's carrying an automated weapon, and she's fed up. And the only way, you know, to save America is for Republicans to show a spine, and you know, she's carrying this gun around, and there's fighting music, and it's just like, and that was just recently. So we need to be aware, and people need to be aware of their surroundings. They say August may be, you know, a month that people need to be aware of what's going on in their environment. And one more thing I want to bring up, Matt, is there was a clip that was brought up. Somebody did some investigative reporting on some of the Republican parties from other states. Now, we're going to be having Milwaukee. Please, I hope those businesses make sure that they get paid, because some of those parties are going bankrupt. So I didn't have it right in front of me, but I worry about Milwaukee in our state. So thank you very much for taking my call, Matt.
Thank you, Gene. You raised some very important things. First of all, probably not the central part of your call is, but Donald Trump stiffs vendors, okay? He will not pay. If you don't get money from him in advance, he'll say, sue me. It'll cost you more in legal fees than you're going to get. I'll give you a third, that kind of thing. If you are a restaurant, a small business, a hotel in Milwaukee, and they order, you know, 30 rooms, and they order a lot of food, make them pay in advance. You may laugh at me. You may say, come on, Matt. Well, you ain't getting paid. He's left, figuratively speaking, economic bodies all over the landscape when he blows out of town. The second thing is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember something. There's a guy in Utah just now who was threatening Joe Biden, had a sniper rifle. And, you know, a sniper rifle can go a mile. And you can't protect the line of sight to the presidential candidate at all times. So the FBI went to arrest him. He pointed at them, and they had to shoot him. A presidential candidate in Ecuador, one of the liberal ones, was just assassinated yesterday. He was shot in Ecuador. Now, let me tell you something. Violence can be, the flames can be fanned. That's happening right now. There's one congressman who posed with AR-15s for his Christmas card, along with his wife and his little kids. They all had an AR-15. When Marjorie Taylor Greene poses with something like that, with an AR-15, and she goes, we have to develop a spine, that's an invitation to assassination. Those of you in the Republican Party out there, businessmen, perhaps, conservatives, but Americans, maybe you're fellow veterans, maybe you're not, do not let your party be taken over by fascists. Do not let your party be taken over by people who are fomenting violence, because you can't have democracy without violence, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. In a violent society, and in a society that loses democracy, you don't have capitalism. That's very elementary. Think about it. We go into the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The devastating wildfire on the Hawaiian island of Maui has claimed at least 53 lives as officials raise the death toll from the fast-moving fire that reduced much of historic Lahaina to its foundations. ABC's Jeremy Lee spoke to a man whose art gallery was supposed to be opening.
So many lives and livelihoods shattered.
It's over. It's gone. It's completely gone. It's a war zone.
Lahaina was a mecca for artists and art lovers. Front Street, home to about 24 art galleries.
Officials say the death toll may continue to rise. Federal prosecutors asking a Washington, D.C. court to schedule a January 2nd trial date for former President Trump as he faces conspiracy charges stemming from efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court stepping in to block a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from liability. The Justice Department had asked the court to put the brakes on the agreement. This is ABC News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law.
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Fannie Willis, the magnificent district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. It's Atlanta. Fulton County, Fannie Willis. She is going to indict Donald Trump probably next week. Probably next week. What is today? Thursday. Probably next week, she will indict Donald Trump and a lot of other folks. I think there's a good chance she'll indict Rudy Giuliani and some very prominent Republicans in Georgia. Donald Trump has not only attacked her and of course he's attacked Jack Schmidt and Alvin Bragg. He is running ads, TV ads, defamatory TV ads in Atlanta right now. That's a big market. It's an expensive market. Defamatory TV ads circulating conspiracy theories about her and, frankly, lying about her personal life. I have never heard of that happening to a prosecutor before for a very simple reason. In the past, and it looks as if she's going to be bringing what's called a RICO action against him. RICO stands for Racketeering and Corrupt Organizations. And that was originally designed to get the mafia, because individual mafiosos would be captured and you couldn't get the guy who told them what to do and all that. And they riffed off of, there was a movie, forget the name of the movie, I didn't see it myself, but I was told about it, where this guy goes, Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? Some character named RICO. And everybody thought that was funny, and they searched around for the right acronym to come out as a RICO statute. Well, Georgia has a mini RICO statute, like the federal government, where all they have to be is two overt acts, and everybody who is involved can be prosecuted. Jack Schmidt could have done that, for instance, with all of the fake electors, because it's all part of a conspiracy. But he relied on the state attorneys general to go after him. And Michigan's doing it, and Fannie Willis can do it, and no one else is doing it. And that's a shame. They should do it. But over and above that, Donald Trump is afraid of Georgia, because Georgia, unlike most states, doesn't let the governor pardon you for the hell of it. You know, there was some thought that, well, what if the governor just pardons? This is a state action now, not federal. What if the governor pardons him? Well, the law in Georgia is that you have to be pardoned, you have to serve your entire sentence and then keep your nose clean for 5 years after that, and then you can apply for a pardon. Well, Trump's only 3.5 years younger than Biden, you know. Everybody goes, oh, Biden, the age. Trump is old. He's very old. Trump is 77 right now. If he even spends 5 or 10 years in jail, then has to keep his nose clean for 5 years, which he never would do anyway, he'll be asking for a pardon when he's 90. And he knows it, and he's afraid. He also knows that he called Raffensperger, and it was on tape, said, I need 11,000, I think it was, what, 780 votes, one more, and otherwise you could be criminally prosecuted. That's extortion. That's extortion. He's afraid. He's afraid. But no one in the mafia, and then it was used against ISIS, and then it was used against Mexican drug cartels, nobody in any of those groups would have dared air commercials lying about the prosecutor in the very city where they're going to be prosecuted. Why is that? Because with anyone else, if they did that, they would be arrested, they'd be denied bail, and kept incarcerated until the trial itself. And they would be ordered not to further, through intermediaries or otherwise, comment on the prosecutor personally or the judge. Or in the case of the judge in New York, the judge's wife and daughter, or in the case of Jack Schmidt, his wife, or in the case of Fannie Willis, whoever she dated in the past. Can Trump get away with this? Do the Republicans have a sense of decency? Can he be locked up before the trial? Many Republicans do have a sense of decency. I'll tell you that Liz Cheney does. Adam Kinzinger does. I suspect some of the senators who are chicken in the Republican caucus have a sense of decency, have a commitment to America, and understand that our democracy is a good thing. But they're a very small group. Most of the fascist cult around Trump has no sense of decency, is not loyal to America, frankly, is more loyal to Russia. So what do we do about this? Fannie Willis sent out a terrific memo, but you could see the pain in her face. I mean, it's not pleasant being the subject of false, conspiracy-oriented TV ads in Fulton County in Atlanta, where she's bringing the prosecution. It's a magnificent email. She said to all the staff, we do not harbor personal dislikes one way or the other against people we prosecute. Ignore this. We're going to do our jobs. Very, very good. Very good. Good memo. But once she indicts him, this is an invitation to violence. The clown in Provo, Utah, and by the way, where the guy was shot by the FBI for pointing a sniper rifle at him, Trump's going there to make an appearance. He likes to stick his thumb in the sore, his finger in the sore. That's what he does. That's what he does. Now, let me ask you a question. Many of you did not go to law school. Do you think that Fannie Willis could run ads? There'd be a lot of donors that would pay for it. I'd contribute that said, Trump is a pervert and a traitor. He kneels before Putin. He's taken money from Russia. He took a woman in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room, threw her against the wall, pulled up her skirt, forced his hand in her pants, and put his fingers in her vagina. 23 other women have come forward to say that when he was talking to them and they were alone, he simply grabbed them under their skirt. Could she do that, Ed? He was sitting on a plane in first class, and there was a woman, stranger, that he struck up a conversation with, suddenly reached over and grabbed her between the legs under her skirt. Could Fannie Willis put that on? It's physically possible for her to put it on, and that would be truthful, unlike his ad. That would be truthful, unlike his ad. But ethically, she would be very likely to be removed from the prosecution for personalizing it. And that would be intolerable because she is very smart. She's very, very determined. And she has strong willpower and strong character, and we need her on there. So what do you do when you have a bully like Trump who is running ads like this, conspiracy ads? And one of the things I was glad to see on MSNBC, just watched it before he came on the show, they don't show the ad. And I hope CNN doesn't show the ad. And I hope NBC, ABC, and CBS don't show the ad. Fox will show the ad. A lot of these right-wing stations, and then people out there think there's some truth to it. What he is trying to do by going to Provo, Utah, by lathering up people like the guy with the sniper rifle. By the way, I mentioned this on the show a long time ago, but there was actually a guy that went in, and this is unrelated to this Trump situation, but he went into a gun shop down in Alabama somewhere, and says, I want the most high-powered sniper rifle you have. And the guy says, okay, here it is. He said, it must have the ability to penetrate a limousine. And the guy laughed, said, fine, here it is. The Republican Party is advocating violence to seize power. You have to realize that. We've got to stand with Fannie Willis. She's very tough and strong. And she should know that she has strong support in this country, and that Donald Trump, by airing these TV ads in line, could she sue him for defamation? Of course. That takes about two years. And what does the jury do? That kind of thing. Publicizes the claims. I'll tell you something. I've mentioned this before, and I'm going to mention it again. I have a friend who's 100 years old named Dieter Gruen. He's a great chemist. He was born in what was East Germany, Prussia, the eastern part of Germany. He's a Jewish guy. His father was superintendent of schools. He's one of two Jewish kids in the class. He's born in 1922. In 1932, he was in school. Adolf Hitler became the chancellor. Shortly after that, he dissolved the Reichstag and started killing people. One day, Dieter Gruen's teacher came into class, and Dieter Gruen liked the teacher, dressed in a Nazi uniform with swastikas. And he stood still, tall, and he said, Heil Hitler, and extended his right arm. And the entire class all jumped up, except for Dieter and the other kid, shouted, Heil Hitler. Shortly after that, Dieter Gruen and the other Jewish kid were beaten up at recess repeatedly. His father was dismissed from his job as superintendent of schools. Fortunately, they were able to send Dieter Gruen to the United States to live with an aunt. If you think that violence and fascism can't take root in this country, think again. Germany in 1932 was probably the most civilized and accomplished of all European countries. They produced Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven. Who did you produce? They produced the greatest physicists, the greatest mathematicians, the greatest philosophers, Nietzsche, Hegel, Kant. Who did you produce? And yet that happened to them. Now here, it's a little different. We have a very, very tough First Amendment, and we have newspapers and media that are standing tall. Officers in our military academies, like Annapolis, West Point, Air Force, and Coast Guard, are loyal to the United States. They will not turn like the Prussian generals. I understand that. We also have a more diverse population of different ethnicities, so you're not going to have a bunch of people jumping up and shouting, one Volk, V-O-L-K. I understand all that, but I will tell you something. I will tell you something. It happened before to the most accomplished, literally the most accomplished country in Europe. And do never think that it can't happen here. When this clown is advocating violence and attacking prosecutors, he's very careful not to do it with Joe Biden. His trolls are doing it with Joe Biden, but that is a felony. And he knows damn well he will be arrested. But when you have a sniper in Provo, Utah, and by the way, a presidential candidate in Ecuador yesterday was assassinated. He was shot. He was a guy who was on the left somewhat. He wasn't super left. He was somewhat left. And he had a lot of indigenous support, the indigenous population, and a lot of the oil businessmen and others, and people, frankly, who were working with the Mexican drug cartel as a conduit, had a reason to get rid of him. We now have a political party in this country that is no longer center-right. We have a political party in this country that is a fascist cult. Never forget that. And if you're an independent or even a moderate Republican, even a very conservative Republican, but you're honest, you're a patriot, you're loyal to the United States, you must understand that when we don't have our democracy, we do not have the United States. You will not have capitalism. You will have violence. Donald Trump is fomenting violence, and many of his disciples in the Republican Party are doing the same. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee. Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 61. Overnight, under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs around 77. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday with daytime highs approaching 79. 76. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Waukesha, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind, Andrew of Waukesha.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I just want to offer your audience an alternative perspective because I am a conservative. I vote for Republicans. And I by no means do so because I advocate for violence or want a fascist takeover of this country. You, sir, need to come to grips with the history of this country, which is one based on violence. Western civilization has a pretty bad history of violence.
That is baloney. Andrew, when you call in, I let responsible conservatives call in. I don't let trolls call in. And don't give me a lot of garbage about Western civilization. Western civilization is the greatest order of government and culture that has ever existed. And I'm tired of the Republican Party attacking Western civilization in the United States. If everybody likes Russia so much, get the hell over there. All right. Now we're going to talk about Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, I'll tell you what, Wisco Paul called it exactly right. There was a disclosure in the New York Times just now. It turns out we all knew that Clarence Thomas had had his great nephew's tuition paid in an expensive boarding school, had gone on vacations and this sort of thing. His mother's house, she was relieved of that debt. And then they made repairs on the roof and all that. It turns out he's been on 38 vacations. 38 vacations. One of these billionaires flew us, had a 747 flown in just for him and his wife. They went to the Bahamas. They went all of these luxury destination vacations. This guy is on the take. It's not a question of ethics or ethics disclosure. There already is a mini ethics disclosure where they have to at least report certain things. He didn't even do that. He has committed a violation of law. There should be a grand jury. He should be indicted. He should be convicted and removed from office. Now, you may say, oh, come on, leave Clarence alone. No, I'm not leaving Clarence alone. What does he do? The clown, 5-4, the swing vote, Citizens United, that let all this dark money pour in and corrupt, some of it foreign, which is illegal, but it's hidden so no one knows, corrupt our politics. Dobbs. Roe v. Wade overturned by him. 5-4. There's a woman down in Texas sobbing, saying, look, the doctor said I'm going to get sepsis. And she may have had an ectopic pregnancy. I don't know. For God's sake, I want to save my life. No one cares, apparently. Shelby County, a few years after the Senate voted 95-0 to extend the Voting Rights Act to 2031, Clarence Thomas, swing vote, we know better than the Senate. The hell with the Senate. I'm not kidding. That is what happened. This kind of stuff, this is a free country. I want to keep it free, and you can't have a criminal who's taking money and being bribed on the Supreme Court being able to say, oh, I can do this. And you say, well, where in the Constitution does this? Nowhere in the Constitution, by the way, does the Supreme Court say anywhere you can overrule the Senate or the House or the president. But in Marbury v. Madison, 1803, they started to do it. And everybody thought, well, maybe you know, in an isolated case, that's okay. Right now, they are a fascist cult that is slowly destroying our liberties. Kathy of Illinois, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind today, Kathy.
I just wanted to say, Matt, you do a fabulous job. I listen to you and the civic media lineup every day. We need to hear more of your thoughts nationally. It's a shame that our media at television and otherwise aren't sharing some of the views you do. And Andrew, unfortunately, and people like him are reflecting a very sad way of looking at this country and the world generally. And I'll just say Forest Park is a working class community. I think our values reflect many of those of Wisconsin. You're doing a great job. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very, very much, Kathy. I deeply appreciate that. Isaac of Lisbon, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind Day. Isaac of Lisbon.
Hey, Matt. I've been listening to you for a while, and I do agree with many, many of the things you say. Disagree with some. I definitely agree that fascism can happen here, and it's pretty scary. There was a caller the other day that I disagree with about Putin and bringing back the USSR. I actually disagree with that, and I believe he would rather see more of a czarist Russia again, because he said in his speech about the special military operation that he will show his people and the people of Ukraine what decommunization looks like. So I actually disagree with that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm glad you called. And here's the thing. We sprinkle an awful lot of historical reference on this show. And some of our callers are very historically knowledgeable and they add some great stuff. So what we're doing is trying to put in historical perspective what's occurring now. And, you know, frankly, there's you've heard the phrase, there's nothing new under the sun. All of this stuff has happened before repeatedly in history. If you think we have it tough, George Washington was facing the British crown, the most powerful military in the world, and they had, the Americans had no money, no taxing power, and he just, how did he raise an army? How did he feed them? How did he pay them? How did he get them weapons? He was a genius. He did it. Abraham Lincoln was facing the breakup of our country. And a lot of people in the North said, well, in the Constitution, it says they can leave. It says they can leave. And Lincoln said, well, in the Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal. And good lawyers back then said the Declaration of Independence is not part of the Constitution. And Abraham Lincoln said, I'm not letting them leave, and I'm going to free the slaves. 1941, Franklin Roosevelt. He's facing the Nazis and the Japanese, and we were unprepared. He rallied the nation. And right now, you make the point with Putin that you think he may be looking more towards a czarist Russia than a communist Russia. And I'm not going to crawl into Putin's head. And it's an interesting statement that you make. But what I do say is that Putin is a thief. The oligarchs have taken about 80% of the surplus wealth of Russia, and people are getting restive. And so he started a foreign engagement, a war. He calls it military. It's a genocide, sadistic genocide. And he does it basically to try to rally them around nationalism. Shakespeare, in one of his plays, says that when a despot or a monarch even wants to quiet the people, he attacks somebody else. Anyway, great call. Every great caller, as always, come to the end of the show. Stand by for a great other show. Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Down. No, I won't back down. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.